gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Dippy Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Devin Leach.
And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with the special treats. And Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. And it's healthy, too. And you can find it at Vitacraft.us, in pet stores, or at Walmart.com. Also, don't forget Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats that your dog will love. You can enter the promo code PETS in the promo box to save 10% at GoodPetsFoods.com. You can watch this right now on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, or tell Alexa, CRN4, tune in, or go to TalkinPets.com and click on Listen Live. This is Talkin' Pets.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, all you sinners gather. All you sinners I have found a land where the weary forever are free. Come you sinners and just follow me.
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day.
I sound pretty good with Lady Gaga.
Hey, you could be a backup singer.
Yeah.
Shadow didn't run.
Yeah, no, she liked that one. But actually, that is a song from Joker. So, if you're going out to see the movie, I'll tell you a little bit about it in just a second. But that is one of the tracks with Lady Gaga from the movie Joker out in movie theaters this weekend. But if you are going to the movies this weekend, you may want to check out these top five.
What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Clothes always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in this hall of sadness and my shoes are all tacked. Always make it to my seat, move time is fair. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies, we're going.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these top five as of last week. I am not surprised with this one bit, and I regret the fact that I did not screen it. But Jasmine did.
Yes.
Wild Robot. The Wild Robot made $50 million in its opening week. You liked it?
Oh, yeah. It was such a cute movie. I didn't think I was going to because I don't really like animations, but I got into it.
They looked adorable.
Cute. It was really cute.
So that was number one. Number two, no big surprise, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Every time I say that, I'm afraid of saying it three times.
Beetlejuice.
There you go. $258 million in 4 weeks. That's a big take. For a movie that's like came out 38 years ago. So the sequel, you might say. So Transformers 1, $43 million in 2 weeks. That was number three. Number four, Devara Part 1, made $5.6 million. No idea what that one is. Speak No Evil, that was $31 million in 3 weeks. It's a pretty good movie if you're up for a thriller kind of horror movie. but I did get to screen Joker. And you liked it, right?
Joker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually liked it, too. I mean, I thought it was dark.
Very.
For sure. But every time they I didn't know if that when they would break out into dance, like the song that we heard in the opening.
It wasn't quite a musical, but it was.
Yeah, it had a musical aspect to it. But it was like a daydream flashback kind of like
but
almost
then
kind of atmosphere.
People were participating in it.
But it was like a dream sequence.
Yeah.
But it was always a music sequence. But if you know the Joker, he has a musical aspect to him, and he always wanted to be known as being famous and popular. I did like the movie. I just wish they got out of jail and also out.
Don't give it away.
Well, no, that's not giving it away. But, you know, a lot of the scenes were shot in jail or in a courtroom. I wish they had a little bit more of outside of that. But even though they did have that in there, I still thoroughly enjoyed the story, and I still thought it was good. And for what I thought was going to be hokey with the musical part of it, it actually worked.
Yeah. And what I liked is that they kind of had me going back and forth from feeling sorry for him and then being like, oh, yeah, he's evil.
Yeah.
Because I'm used to, I never watched I didn't watch the other Joker movie. I don't know how many there were, but
there's a lot of Joker films or whatever, but with him, there was one before it.
Okay.
And it basically, this story, it tells a lot of the first story.
I'm just used to Joker as a villain, super villain, and like, you know.
Yeah, they didn't necessarily show that side of him a lot. They talked about it.
Yeah.
But they didn't really show it as much in this one. But there's a lot of things that happen in this Joker film that will leave you stumped, meaning, well, I don't want to say it because I'll...
What's going to happen next?
I don't want to give away the ending.
Yeah, no.
You'll be shocked by the ending.
Yeah.
But I have to admit, Lady Gaga, wow, she not only did well acting-wise, but her voice and everything and the musical kind of parts of it were great.
She really did
a great job in this film. But Joaquin Phoenix, he hit it out of the park with what he had to work with. But, you know, he's a little crazy to begin with.
Oh.
did I say that out loud? But he is a big animal lover, though. I know that. He works a lot with a different
animal
organizations.
There weren't any animals.
I don't remember any animals in the movie.
No.
So that's why I didn't mention it in my review or anything. But if you want to read my review, you can go to talkinpets.com and click on movie review, and that'll take you to my review on Joker. And it's fully adieu? Fully adieu? Is that how you say it?
I don't know what that means.
Fully adieu? It's not bad. I did look it up, but I forget what it's.
What
does
that mean?
It means two of us.
Oh, okay.
And that, I guess, would be the Joker and Harlequin, which is Lady Gaga.
Oh.
So, but check it out. Yeah, it's a good film. It's dark. And it has some craziness to it, of course. It's a Joker. And I did like the dual personalities. Like, not with the painted face, and then when he would have the painted face.
I couldn't tell if he was, like, the times that he was laughing, I couldn't tell if he was laughing or crying some of the times.
Because he was nuts.
he was doing both.
Yeah, pretty much. Even the cartoon at the beginning of the movie, actually, kind of, I was like, what is this?
I know.
A cartoon? And then it was a cartoon about the movie.
It was like old school Looney Tunes style or something.
Yeah. But it was good. I mean, go see it. I thought it was worth seeing. The first one was better, I have to say. But this one had great aspects about it. And one of them was Lady Gaga. She did a great job. But once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we are talking with you at 818-818-6401. So please pick up the phone, give us a call. Jasmine's in the house to answer your training and behavior questions. I'm around to kick her in the butt if I want to add my two tones into it. And my folie à deux. So give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. This is another song by Lady Gaga from the movie Joker. Check it out.
It's only funny by mistake. And everyone laughs at him just the same. They don't see his lonely heartbreak. They don't care as long as they.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Attention pet lovers. Try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Governor Mari Healy has issued a special permit allowing Nebe the Beaver to stay at a Massachusetts rescue facility after Mass Wildlife said she had to be released to the wild. Nebe has captured the hearts of many people in Massachusetts and around the country. She was found orphaned in Sturbridge 2 years ago and rescued by Newhouse Wildlife Rescue, who has cared for her since. I think this meant a lot to the people. I think Nebe stands for more than just that. She's just not a beaver. She's an innocent animal. In all of this, there's a lot of respect and love for the wildlife. Jane Newhouse said in a video posted on the group's Facebook page, there's a lot of empathy for animals that can't speak for themselves. Mass Wildlife initially said Nebe had to return to the wild, and Newhouse disagreed, saying Nebe would likely die if released, and said that she should remain with the rescue as an educational animal. A judge issued an order on Tuesday preventing Mass Wildlife temporarily from taking the beaver. Nebe has captured the hearts of many of our residents, mine included, said Healy in a statement. We're excited to share that we have issued a permit for Nebe to remain in Newhouse's care, continuing to educate the public about this important species. I'm grateful to our state's dedicated wildlife biologists who work every day to care for the Massachusetts wildlife, and I hope Nebe inspires more people to protect our natural world. A Change.org petition calling for Nebe to remain with Newhouse got more than 30,000 signatures. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Devin Leach.
The U.S. is the eagle, Russia is the bear, Australia is the kangaroo, cause they're kinda weird down there. Yeah, India is the tiger, that stands so proud and tall, but Canada is the greatest of them all. We are the beaver.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
And I'm Devin Leach.
Hey, pick up the phone and give us a call. We're open to your training questions, your behavior questions, your comments, your stories. 818-818-6401. We hope we entertain you as well as inform you, but...
Let the games begin!
If you can identify this animal sound, we're going to set you up with a dog book, a cat book, or you could go with the Good Pets Foods Daily Probiotic, the multivitamin, and also the Hip and Joint Plus. We'll send you all three. You can go also with Vitacraft, the Lick and Lap, or the Purr Sticks. We'll send them out to you, compliments of Vitacraft. Also, we have a turtle piece of jewelry, a pendant, about the size of a little over a quarter, I'd say, in size. And we do have the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. Comes in four different colors that you can take with you anywhere. And we have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. No, it's not a murder CD. It's about actually reptiles. And it's a music CD that he writes the music and plays the music, sings the music. And we also have the calendar from pageaday.com. And it is... Devin, what's the name of your calendar?
My calendar is Dogs on Vacation.
Dogs on Vacation. So he's holding it up. That's his, but you'll get one just like it. If you're watching us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, you'll see the calendar. So check it out. But if you can identify what animal makes this sound. What animal makes that sound? If you know what it is, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, take a guess. You might be right, you might be wrong, but take a chance. 818-818-6401. I'll give you a hint. The hint is Arctic blank. Arctic blank. Fill in the blank. 818-818-6401. If you've won before a certain product, pick out something else that you didn't win. So, what creature makes that sound? It's an Arctic blank. Fill in the blank. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call with your guesses as well as your questions. So,
it's an Arctic monkey.
Maybe. Maybe not. That would be a cold monkey. But, so, what do you think it is? 818-818-6401. So, I have been going through HE double toothpicks for the last week and a half since our experience with Hurricane Helene. So between getting water in the house, an 8-foot surge down my street, losing electricity, now using my neighbor's house to get electricity into my house, having new lines have to be put into my house, as well as my refrigerator blew up, it has been, not a good time. And now we have another one out there. So, which is Milton, I heard. Headed right for Tampa, where we produce the program from.
All the way, like, directly across Florida.
I swear, Santa Claus, I have been a good boy. I don't know what is going on.
They said like, never in history has one gone from the west to the east coast, like, directly across.
It's insane. It really is. And now Devin just checked and said that this one might be a Category 3. So
yeah, they're projecting a major category.
Earlier when I looked at it.
I'll be honest with you. I'll lose my mind again if I have to deal with that. I don't know how people are dealing with it in North Carolina and the rest of the country, because people got hit worse than I did. And, you know, I cleaned everything up myself, did everything. I had mud piles on my patios, and I had to pressure wash them off. Which
you told me you had catfish.
I did.
Out there swimming.
I had catfish swimming on my patio.
Deck.
I mean, 8 feet of water. You know, God
you
knows what else was in
did
there.
Did you have to get the fish out of your pool?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. You know, it's just been a headache, especially when you're broke. So makes it worse.
John's GoFundMe is called. No, I'm just.
Yeah,
kidding.
Really. Don't tempt me, because I'm about ready to put one out there. But, hey, we're going to take a shot at a guest right now, and we're going to go out to Christina in Claremont, California. Christina, what creature do you think made that sound?
Is it an Arctic tern?
A what?
An Arctic tern. T-E-R-N?
T-E-R-N.
You know, someday I got to learn ventriloquism. You'd make a great dummy.
Sorry, Christina.
He has
that's
these
so
automatic.
Mean.
I know. You have to stop with those.
Those are the drops. It's fun. Christina, it's not intentional. It's all in the game. But
okay,
you were wrong.
Okay,
sorry.
Thanks for calling.
Try again. Once again, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. This is Talkin' Pets.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy taurine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. Free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, It's the perfect snack between meals. Lick and Lap is available at Walmart, your local pet stores, and, of course, on their website at vitacraft.us.
I lost about 20 pounds in 30 days, and you can too, by adding a few simple secrets to your diet, and then watch the weight melt off. I found a unique product that helped me and can help you lose weight as well. And all you need to do to learn more is to text a number we're about to give you. Again, if you want to learn some new secrets to lose weight and keep it off, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text FAT100 to 866-313-2215. And we'll send a link to your smartphone with more details about the product and how you can order. Okay, so if you're ready to lose 20 pounds in 30 days, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text the keyword FAT100, 866-313-2215. 866-313-2215.
Out of Arlington, Virginia, dozens of rescue dogs and cats from communities devastated by Hurricane Helene are arriving in Northern Virginia to find forever homes. It's just one of the many ways people around that area are reaching out and helping people and pets in need. They were rescued from humane societies in parts of Northern Carolina devastated by Hurricane Helene. More than 100 dogs and cats were trucked from North Carolina to Richmond. Then more pets arrived from Lee and Smith counties in Southwest Virginia. They've been taken in by several animal rescue organizations across the Commonwealth. Nearly two dozen cats came to the Lost Dog and Cat Rescue Foundation from Tennessee. We'll, as we're doing, go through their records, start to determine what care they need. Many will need to be spayed or neutered. Upper respiratory infections we can expect in a lot of them just because of the conditions and how stressful the transport can be. So having that identified and being able to get them the medical care that they'll need right away, said Don Wallace, executive director of the shelter. All of these animals will eventually be available for adoption, brought here to make room in those shelters for people's pets who have been displaced by Helene. Our volunteers are at our rescue care center in Falls Church, and they'll start being able to walk the dogs, spend time with them, give them the TLC that they deserve after a long journey. The cats and kittens will get cuddled and snuggled and lots of playtime, Wallace said, and we will start to determine how quickly we can get them all ready for adoption. Lost Dog and Cat Rescue Foundation has been doing this for 22 years, finding forever homes for more than 45,000 animals. The cats and dogs arriving are available for adoption. If you're interested in adopting one of these furry friends, visit www.lostdogrescue.org/adopt. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Staring out into the night, trying to hide the pain. I'm going to the place where love and feeling good don't ever cost a thing.
A 23-year-old New Jersey woman tried to smuggle nearly 25 pounds of marijuana in Christmas wrapping paper on a Spirit Airlines flight last week to the U.S. Virgin Islands, federal officials said. A canine signaled to Customs and Border Protection agents that a checked bag contained drugs when the flight from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, of course, landed...
in St. Croix. On September 27th, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Virgin Islands said Tuesday. Agents then placed the luggage on the baggage claim, and investigators waited to see who would retrieve it. Zestra Burgess of Irvington is facing federal drug charge and distribution charges. The marijuana was in vacuum-sealed packages wrapped in Christmas wrapping paper, authorities said. Burgess later told investigators she did not know there was marijuana in the luggage because it had been packed by a friend with whom she traveled to St. Thomas. The friend had told her it contained new clothes he bought for her for the trip. According to court papers, when the two arrived at Henry E. Ralston Airport, the man told her he would get a cab while she retrieved their luggage, authorities said. The friend left the airport before investigators identified him. Burgess traveled to Miami to visit the man for his birthday before she suggested the two of them take a trip to St. Thomas. Burgess was released on a $50,000 bond on Sunday, according to charging documents. Her public defender couldn't be immediately reached. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
It's Christmas time, my dear. And we said no gifts this year. I got one question if you'd let me. What did you get me? Is it a tie? No. An ugly sweater? Uh-uh. Matching pajamas?
Marijuana.
Is it bougie like Gucci? Ooh. Man, I thought I had it.
Now, baby, you're looking at it. Come on.
Wrap me up in your arms this Christmas. Wrap me up. You don't need a wish. Wrap me up. It's like Christmas magic. Wrap me up.
So, Merry Christmas under the tree.
Okay, do you believe that she didn't know?
I don't know. It's possible.
It's a friend.
It sounds like a setup. He used her as a mule.
Pretty much.
I'll go get the car, Jasmine, while you go get the luggage. Here's the thing. She probably got paid to transport that. He conveniently left before.
Do you know that song? That's what a mule is. Yeah. They get paid.
Yeah.
You know that Christmas song? That was Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I like the song.
It sounded like Meghan Trainor.
It is Meghan Trainor.
Oh, okay.
It's him, or it's her and him.
Oh, okay.
And when I saw Jimmy Fallon, I was like, oh, he actually sounds good. He's got a good voice. I actually went to one of his shows. And it wasn't actually the tape show. It was the pre-show.
Got it.
Where he uses the audience to see if they laugh. I'm surprised they didn't pick on me because I hardly laughed at all.
Oh.
I like Jimmy Fallon, but, you know, Colbert is my man.
Yeah.
So...
anyway, that's a crazy story.
Yep. Well, we've heard worse.
You got the drug stories today, huh?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Why'd you pick all those drug stories for me, John?
I don't know, but I got to ask you a question. So, during this hurricane thing, Hurricane Helene, my neighbors on the left side fled.
Smart.
So, they basically left their house to me because every half hour I was getting a phone call. How's our house? How's our house? So, then I had to go over there and turn their electricity off on all the house because I had to swim over there, basically.
You the were water waiting was, in the water I, and I was
I had
like,
no choice. I had to get to their house
dude, you
and I had to swim.
So, you were in the water and you
I
were
was
messing
in the water.
With electricity.
I was covered in cockroaches. Yeah. I was covered in cockroaches. They were looking... They were looking for a place to get out of the water, too, and they found me.
You mean like palmetto bugs or...
So you were like a...
Oh, my God.
So it was like... It was a nightmare.
SS John Patch.
So I get over to their house, and I turn the power off and everything. But then when they come back into town, I even, like, clean their driveway out. So they came home to nothing. Like, their house was fine. Mine wasn't. But so then all of a sudden, they came back with the dogs. But they're one dog. They have a brother and sister from the same litter.
Mm-hmm.
And the brother... just doesn't stop barking when you're in the house. Uh-huh. But the female, the sister, Missy, she's good. She doesn't bark at all. But he, like Bear, his name is, just always wants attention. And then when you give it to him, it's fine. But then when you stop giving it to him, he starts barking again.
Right, because he's doing it for attention and you're reinforcing it when you give him attention for barking. And I'm sure other people are doing it too.
Well, yeah. No, I wasn't doing it. But although they are now using a water bottle. It seems to work.
Yeah.
He doesn't like the water bottle.
But then you're conditioning them to the water bottle, so they'll bark until they see you put your hand on it. They stop. You put the you don't always have a water bottle with you everywhere you go, right? So, so
spit while on back, them.
Okay, really?
Just kidding.
But it's
a joke.
Yes, it can work, but that's not an effective way to. Devin is over there. His whole face is red. calm down.
Well, I made him laugh. That's the whole
yes.
idea.
Are you making fun of me?
No, that's the animal sound we're looking for an answer from. If I was making fun of you, I'd play this strange guy over in the corner over here.
I laugh more like the Joker.
No, that's an eerie laugh. Well, that's some kind of odd, though. So, you don't like the water bottle, so what would you do?
You ignore them.
Totally?
Yes.
To what? I've tried that. But
no.
When I take care of them when they're out of town... And I do. I turn my back to them, and all I do is get paws up the behind.
Yeah, and you just have to keep ignoring. You have to wait it out. So the thing about behavior like that is that, how old are these dogs? Five?
Probably like six, seven.
Okay, so for 7 years, they've been doing this and getting attention for it. So to flush the behavior out...
Can I also interject on that?
Yes.
Is that you're right on the aspect, too, because I noticed when the dog would bark... They yell at him, which is giving him reinforcement either way.
Right, because when a dog is barking and we start yelling at them, we're barking with them. So they're like, oh, everybody's excited. So when we're looking at them, speaking to them, physically touching them, you know, if a dog's jumping up on people, they immediately want to push the dog off. Well, you're physically touching them. That's a reward. Making eye contact with them is a reward because we're showing them that we are acknowledging their behavior, and therefore the dog feels like the behavior is being accepted. So they're getting what they want. They're getting the attention that they want when they're jumping or when they're barking. So if we totally ignore them, I will be in a client's house and I'm standing in a corner staring at the ceiling because the dog is barking. So I just pay no attention to them. They'll goose you. They'll come up and goose you from behind. And then if they put their paws on me, I just turn my body, no eye contact. I keep my hands out of reach up in the air so that they can't jump up and touch my hand and feel like it's being reinforced. But it takes time to flush that behavior out because if they've been getting attention for that behavior for 6 years, how long does it take for us to break a habit, John?
True.
Have you ever broken a habit?
Yeah, I have, actually.
We don't have to talk about it, don't.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to say the habit, but yeah, I have broken it.
Yeah.
But I want to say that, I mean, it's like, you know, you can always, if you're so frustrated with the dog, you can always wait till Christmas time and get a wrapped present from St. Thomas.
Right.
But other than that, no, but I do like the ignoring thing, and I get it. Turn your back.
So, yeah, and then when they stop, that's when I'll look at them and I'll say, good quiet, so they understand. But if we're yelling quiet at them while they're barking, have you ever taught a dog to speak on command? No.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you do? You say speak while they're barking, right?
Right.
So if we're screaming quiet while they're barking, we're not teaching them that quiet means don't bark. We're teaching them that barking is called quiet. So it's not, we have to name the appropriate action.
So one of the things that they would do, and I admit when I would go over there to take care of the dogs when they're out of town, I've done the same thing, which is, I know, wrong. But is that when he's barking a lot, like he'll go outside, do his business, everything's good, come back in and start bark, 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 bark. But I think the reason for all the barking then is because they give him
a treat
because he went potty outside.
But he's demanding the treat, and then you don't give him a treat if he's barking because then you're reinforcing the barking
behavior.
Yeah, he's like, hey, where's my treat? You owe me a treat. And then if you say,
so
oh,
how
here.
Would you rectify it, though, no pun intended, basically for the dog that goes to the bathroom outside and you're praising the dog
Every
for going outside?
The other dog that's not barking?
No, the one that is barking.
Oh, he just wouldn't get a potty treat if he's barking, even if he went potty outside. I mean, he's 6 years old. He's potty trained, right? He doesn't
need it. Diaper days are over.
Yeah, also the thing about potty training is we have to give them the treat outside right after they went. When we give dogs treats coming back in from going potty outside, they're not making the connection that it's because they went potty. They think they get a treat for coming back in. from pottying. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm
not a dog. I get it.
Okay.
I don't get potty treats.
Right.
818-818-6401. Win a prize. Tell us, what creature is that? Arctic blank. Fill in the blank. And that's what it sounds like.
Big John. Big John.
Big. Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
On today's Lifestyle Minute, Christy Kolsky talks about how IBM is bringing tennis to life for fans through new AI-driven technologies.
AI is transforming many industries, and sports is no different. We've been partners with the USTA for more than 30 years, really helping them stay on the cutting edge of innovation for their digital platforms. And this year, we're really excited to bring the power of generative AI to help enhance the fan experience. Fans want more than just scores and stats. They're looking for deeper insights and content about their favorite players. They're looking for more personalization. We always have the top stars and celebrities of the sports. Every player at the U.S. Open has a home country, has a fan base, and they want deeper content and more content about their favorite players, too. We're introducing a solution called Match Reports, using AI to generate match summaries within minutes. This is quickly published through internal tools to USTA editors to review it, approve it, and then publish it out on the digital platforms.
For more information, go to IBM.com/sports.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at C60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-6040.
Out of Lakeland, Florida, a man faces felony animal cruelty charges after leaving three dogs alone for several days, leading to one dog's death, according to the Polk County Sheriff's Office. Investigators said they responded to a call after someone reported seeing skinny dogs inside a mobile home off 3rd Street Southeast in an unincorporated Lakeland area. Deputies entered the home and discovered a foul odor. Trash throughout the home, no electricity or ventilation. Polk County deputies say Andrew Whitehurst left three dogs alone inside a trash-filled home for several days, as one of the dogs died. PCSO determined Andrew Whitehurst, 26 years old, lived at the home and called him. He showed up a short time later, but claimed he was a friend named Kevin James, before admitting his true identity. Whitehurst admitted the dogs were his, and he hadn't been home since September 26th. The sheriff's office said, adding he assumed his father would come over to take care of the dogs, but did not make specific arrangements. If you own pets, it is your responsibility to take care of them by providing them with food, water, and shelter, which includes free-flowing air. Not doing so is evidence of someone with no conscience and a great disregard for life. Andrew doesn't deserve to be a pet owner ever again. Whitehurst faces three counts of felony animal cruelty, along with charges of confining an animal without sufficient food, water, and giving false information to law enforcement. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
When I was young, I never needed anyone. And making love was just for fun. Those days are gone. Living alone, I think of all the friends I've known. But when I dial the telephone, nobody's home.
Okay, so it's not like one of those ASPCA ads by Sarah Bareilles or whatever, but All By Myself kind of says it all. I mean, if you're leaving your home for a period of time, if you're fleeing your home due to an emergency like a hurricane or fires or anything like that, please don't leave your pets behind.
That's common sense.
Not for everybody, apparently.
No.
26-year-old Whitehurst.
That's common sense. Don't leave. That's like telling somebody not to leave their kid unattended in their house for days at a time. Come on, you already know that.
Well, they leave him in the backseat of the car all the time.
Well, I did a story in Hawaii when the volcano erupted and they had all that lava flow on the Big Island, what, a year ago or something like that? geez, time goes by so fast.
Something like that.
But we were live there in Hawaii, and people were letting their... And I even said to my brother, he was like, what are you going to do with the chickens? And at this time, I took them last time, but farm animals, a lot of people, what they do is they let them free so they can salvage on their own. And during the lava flow in Hawaii, that's what a lot of people did. They let all their horses and their cows and everything out of the barns and out of their corrals. So basically, they at least have
a chance to escape.
And I figured with my chickens, it was going to be that, because this way they can fly up higher. Because I learned my lesson, you can't keep chickens in a house. Just don't do it.
Why?
24 hours later, it smelled like a pig pen.
Oh.
And that smell
from chicken poop. What if you put them in a big crate?
They were in a big crate. The smell is horrible.
Oh.
So it's just, and giving them that chance, they had that chance to get higher, but... Again, I didn't think the water this time for us was going to go that high.
And they said it was going to.
And not where they're at. I mean, they were a little. The back of my house is on a higher ground.
Got it. Okay.
So the water didn't reach their hutch. It was water on the bottom, like on the ground, but didn't go as high as their hutch.
Okay.
The front of the house, I had like a foot, 2 feet up to my front windows. And then, of course, the water came in.
It does help that your front yard
is
up on. Yeah.
So, but the thing is that. When that water started gushing into my house through the back side door, actually, my cat, Shadow, saw it first. She ran like a bat out of hell to get out of that room. And I was like, what is wrong with you? And then I looked over, and it was like a flood coming down into my room. But ever since that day that water came into that room, and ever since then, when she goes in that room and sits next to me on that couch,
she stares
at the floor. And she looks around the floor, like, is it coming back? Is it there again?
Oh, she's traumatized.
She is. I could tell you that she had no idea what that was, and it really scared her. So,
Winter's over here grooming Shadow in front of your desk.
Make arrangements for your pets, please. And by the way, nobody got this sound, and Christina took a guess at it, and she said an Arctic tern, but what do you think it is?
Penguin?
Devin, what do you think it is?
I don't know.
It's white, all white, has four legs and a tail.
It's not a polar bear.
No. And they hunt...
Fox, an Arctic fox.
Very
in the world.
Good.
I drew one of those before. Why? My brain wasn't even...
You said that. Arctic monkey.
No, I know. I was kidding, because there's no monkeys in the Arctic.
So, Jasmine got it before the strikeout. So, if somebody wants to call and you're the third caller to call in, you don't even have to come on air. Just tell Sydney that you want a prize, and you can pick it out. Sydney knows what they are, so you can pick out whatever it is and just tell her. If you won something of the same before, pick something different. But once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. Thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
And I'm Devin Leach.
Don't forget, spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population. And if you're looking to adopt a pet, please do so at your shelter or rescue. Those animals deserve a home. So please help them out. And please, be careful out there. Mother Nature is fighting back. Bye for now.
Expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.